AccuWeather forecast, partly cloudy, chance for a thunderstorm. High today near 80. Former Green Bay Packer and incoming Pro Football Hall of Famer Brett Favre joining SiriusXM NFL Radio on August the 6th with a special town hall-style show from Canton, Ohio. He'll then be hosting a series of hour-long programs during the upcoming season beginning in September. It'll be the first regular sports media role for the three-time MVP since he retired. In a statement, Favre says, "I'm excited to talk with fans and weigh in with my opinions on what's happening in the league, and it'll be fun to talk to some former colleagues now and then." 21-year-old Cali Joe Castenson was chosen last evening as the fairest of the fair at the Racine County Fair. It's an honor that runs in the family since her older sister got the crown in 2008, and just 4 years ago, her other sister was chosen. Cali Joe recently graduated from UW Parkside with a degree in agricultural education, getting the crown last night from Jenna Francine, the 2015 Fairest of the Fair. There's a $1,000 scholarship that goes with this award. Cali Joe is planning to use it to seek her master's degree in agricultural communications. Former Kenosha Unified School Board member Kyle Flood says the current board cannot be trusted to correctly handle the transgender student bathroom use issue. At this week's board meeting, he urged his former colleagues to allow the matter to be taken up by the voters at the annual electors meeting this fall.
The board has proven its inability to address this issue. We've been sued, we've had negative national news attention, and our school funding has been put at risk. The transgender issue can't be in your hands. It needs to be in the hands of the people. When I left elected office and lost my election for city council, I took on the title Kenosha Advocate, because now my intention is to advocate for Kenosha, to make sure that Kenosha is on the right side of history of issues, to make sure that Kenosha's image is good. That's not what's happening with how this issue has been handled. Kenosha looks stupid.
And while not responding directly to all of those comments, current board member Gary Kunitz accused Flood of overreacting. WEC Energy Group is the parent of We Energies, and it posted earnings of $181.4 million in the second quarter, compared to $80.9 million a year ago. With the acquisition of Integrys Energy and the formation of WEC Energy Group, the company's utilities, providing both natural gas and electricity, were serving almost 38,000 more customers than a year ago. You can look for Bob's Discount Furniture, a Connecticut-based chain, to open up next spring in the space at Regency Mall in Racine, occupied for the past few years by H.H. Gregg Appliances, which is now closed, though inventory is still on site. City Plan Commission hearing from Ron Kimberlane, the general manager of the mall, who said the plans on all of this are still kind of coming together.
We don't have a lot of the details yet. There's still some things that are being worked out with Bob's on leasing and that inside the mall. The last time frame I heard of, they were looking at starting construction before the end of the year with a spring opening.
Deputy City Planner Matt Sadowski said the sign facade had been reworked to within 1% of the 70% allowed for the length based on the mall's current standards, suggesting reduction of maybe an apostrophe in Bob's would cover it.
H.H. Gregg had 275 square feet. This is 250. As you're taking the full dimensions around the sign, if you block out the letters, it's about 217 square feet. So I guess all in all, it's this signage is getting closer to the standards out there at the mall. It's a lesser degree of nonconformity is what we've got here.
The Plan Commission did accept the adjusted sign proposal for Bob's Discount Furniture, the recommendation going on to the Common Council. And a Kenosha man arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia claims he must have accidentally injected himself with heroin when he crashed his bicycle near a parking lot in the 3800 block of 52nd Street. Police reports indicate the 25-year-old was found unconscious but breathing and unresponsive. The drug materials, they were allegedly found in his pocket. Witnesses telling police the man had staggered around that parking lot after crashing the bicycle. A fire Tuesday night at a farm on 336th Avenue in Twin Lakes, the damaged barn, began with a simple burn pile for wood scrap, but flames got away and touched the corner of that structure, which caused about $10,000 worth of damage. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department says the burn site was about 90 feet away from the barn at the time. Numerous fire departments were called in for that response. Nobody got hurt. State Senator Dave Hansen of Green Bay calling for the Department of Corrections to authorize an independent review of the working conditions at the prison up there after three attacks in the past year by inmates injured staffers. Hansen says it's among the growing concerns about the effects of staff shortages and forced overtime and what it's doing to the workers.
Our concern is for the officers, not just in Green Bay, but statewide, that we have the protections in place so that we don't lose one of our officers down the road and we can stop some of these attacks that are causing so much injury and pain to our officers.
Hansen says his letter did prompt a visit from DOC Secretary John Litcher, who has promised to look into the issue. Yellow crime scene tape surrounding the home near Kenosha's lakefront Wednesday, again where the decomposing body of a man had been discovered the day before by police after a construction crew said there was a bad odor and flies near a small one-story residence on the corner. Police have yet to identify the man or announce the cause of death. A neighbor said police told her that man, who was her landlord, had suffered multiple gunshot wounds. The victim, believed to be a 51-year-old who apparently did not work and traveled frequently. The Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance has received this year's award for most distinguished research from the Government Research Association. It's a nationwide group of nonprofits that analyze policy at the regional and state level. The award recognizing WISTAX for its 2015 report titled Evaluating Wisconsin's Approach to Determining Prevailing Wages for Public Sector Construction Projects. It got extensive statewide attention and was even highlighted in both the Wall Street Journal and Forbes magazine. It's not exactly the veterans housing project Racine Mayor John Dickert had been planning, but in light of a bigger project for Uptown having fallen through with developers, a new initiative on a much smaller scale is surfaced through Veterans Outreach of Wisconsin. The group, led by co-founder Jeff Gustin, proposing almost a half dozen tiny houses for somewhere in the city to begin with in creating a village-type setting for veterans who need housing. They plan community meetings for the targeted location, which has not been publicly identified. Gustin and the mayor talking about it this week. The goal of the group to have several tiny homes ready for this coming winter, 15 all total. Meanwhile, the Uptown Veterans Housing Project may still have some life to it. When news came that the plan's developers had run into financing trouble, Mayor Dickert publicly expressed optimism that other developers might show interest. Word at City Hall is that a few phone calls have indeed been received in terms of inquiry. Car production in Kenosha, as you know, ended back in the late 80s. That's when Chrysler left town. Today came word Fiat Chrysler is ending car production in the United States. The Detroit Free Press says the plants will be refocused entirely on SUVs and pickup trucks for the Ram and Jeep brands, winding down production of Dodge Darts and Chrysler 200s. Company says any remaining car models, they'll be made in Mexico or Canada. Wisconsin's Economic Development Corporation looking for companies interested in joining a trade mission to India this November. It notes that India's government is planning massive infrastructure projects that will require construction equipment and supplies, industrial machinery, engineering, and other services. It'll be a 10-day trade mission seeking to connect Wisconsin companies with that expertise with partners in India. The Baraxis family owns the Omega Burger, El Fuego, and El Beso restaurants in the Milwaukee area. They've pleaded guilty in federal court to tax fraud charges. The U.S. Attorney's Office accusing Paul Baraxis, his wife Frida, his son Andreas of skimming more than $3 million in cash receipts from their restaurants and paying employees in cash and not withholding more than $1.3 million in payroll taxes. The plea agreement recommending Paul Baraxis get 2 years in prison, a year for Andreas, while Andrea Baraxis should get home detention. Oh, and the Powerball lottery game jackpot going up to $478 million at least for Saturday night, because of no winner last night. The Village of Mount Pleasant's Finance Legal License Committee is supporting a pair of tax assessment challenge settlements. Assessor Dan McHugh explaining the settlement with Walgreens for the 2014-15 tax years includes almost $11,000 in refunds covering stores at Highways 31 and 11 and 31 at Spring Street to be assessed at $2.6 million. The other settlement with Karish Brothers regarding the Arby's on Durand Avenue by Walmart, a $900,000 assessment, a refund of just under $4,200. Trustee Gary Feast voicing concern to McHugh about companies using these settlements as kind of negotiating chips for the future.
I understand about going to court, litigation costs and lawyers' fees, and that kills you most of the time and takes your righteous stance and kind of trips you up a little. But to some degree, the pattern starts getting set and the village is out millions and millions of dollars when everybody sees you get a 35 to 57% reduction. You know.
And there certainly is a point at which I would recommend that we say enough is enough.
The village board may have both assessment settlements on their agenda for August the 8th. The unemployment rates in all area municipalities were lower in June than a year ago, but WRJN's Janet Hoff says they all showed increases over the rates in May.
At 6.9%, Racine's jobless rate remains the highest in the state, with Milwaukee's 6.4% the second highest. Racine's June rate was a percentage point higher than in May, but it's a half percent lower than a year ago. June's jobless rate in Mount Pleasant was 5%. It was 5.7% in Kenosha and 4.3% in Oak Creek, all 8/10 higher than May's rates. The June jobless rate in Caledonia was 4.9%, up 9/10 from May. The jobless rate was 5.5% in Racine County and 5.2% in Kenosha County, both increases of 8/10 from May, but down 4/10 and 2/10 respectively from June of last year. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
And the new sports stadium complex in Kenosha being constructed along 39th Avenue north of Bradford High School may very well bear the same name. The Kenosha News says that an ad hoc naming committee is submitting the name of Mary D. Bradford Stadium to the Kenosha School Board for approval. No comment so far from the district on the stadium's name. The board could have it on their agenda for August the 9th. Mount Pleasant's Finance Legal License Committee had a discussion yesterday about the assessments levied on the residents for Highway V for the water and sewer lines, but no conclusions were reached, the chairman of the committee vowing to continue searching for a way to give those residents some relief. That is Trustee Gary Feast.
They need it. They deserve it. This was a project that has nothing to do with them other than they happen to live on Highway V. If they didn't live on Highway V, they'd have absolutely nothing to worry about. But because they live on Highway V, all of a sudden they're tagged with all of these assessments and they're told it's for their own good.
After the meeting, Village President Jerry Garski said that a lot of ideas for eliminating or reducing the assessments have been floated. His ad hoc committee will hold its first meeting on assessments next Tuesday. Milwaukee-based Harley-Davidson's profits fell 6.4% in the recent fiscal quarter, $280.4 million compared to $299.8 million for the same period a year earlier. In Kenosha County, the drivers of a semi and a pickup truck were able to coordinate and help to stop a reckless driver heading north on I-94, but all over the road, according to Pleasant Prairie Police. The vehicle almost hitting several others in the process. The truck drivers boxed in that erratic driver as she exited at Highway 50. The vehicle was stopped, both she and their passenger arrested on drug charges. Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office says a second suspected heat-related death is under investigation. The victim, a 54-year-old man, transported to the Zablocki Veterans Affairs Medical Center Monday after having collapsed in a parking lot from probable heat exhaustion. Man had a body temperature of 109 degrees. He died at the hospital Wednesday. The first death, a 60-year-old man from Milwaukee, found unresponsive in his home. And the federal government getting tougher with debt collectors who harass and intimidate people. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is rolling out a plan that will set limits on when and how often collectors can call, while also helping people to dispute errors. Without evidence that the amount being sought in a collection is even accurate, collectors would not be able to seek one payment. Complaints about debt collectors account for about a quarter of all complaints received by that consumer agency. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.